Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast. And I am so excited to be here. Still can't believe I'm recording a podcast right now. I feel like it's been in the works for a really long time, and I'm just so thankful to be here with you guys and that you're spending some time with me. My intent for these episodes are just to be really short and sweet. I want them to be 10 minutes or less, easy to listen to in the morning, and just give you a lot of thoughts and impressions and applicable ways that you can hopefully add God into your everyday life. You will find a new podcast episode here every day for 40 consecutive days starting on July 18th. So July 18th is the day that my Hear Him journal launches. And this podcast is really the companion to that journal. So you don't have to have the journal by any means to be here on the podcast and to get amazing takeaways, but there are going to be specific episodes or parts of episodes that I will reference parts of the journal or that may specifically apply to having the Hear Him journal. If you've never heard of the Hear Him journal over on Instagram where I live on the Guided Co., then let me hurry and just dive into what that is really quick for you. So the Hear Him journal is a perfect place for you to be able to write your thoughts and impressions and conversations and revelations that you are having with God in your daily prayer. It also has this other part that has questions that will help get you thinking and applying those revelations and impressions that you are receiving, which to me was really important when I created this journal. I've seen lots of amazing prayer journals out there where you can record your conversations with God and your impressions and revelations, but I really, really wanted to have this added extra section that takes it to that next step where we're actually applying what we are receiving from God and making sure that we are doing the work that He's asking us to do and showing Him that we are listening to what He is saying to us. So if that interests you at all, I will have that journal linked for you guys in the show notes. And also, if you are having thoughts like, crap, I don't hear God in my life on a regular basis, or I don't receive personal revelation, I've never had that happen for me, then guess what, friends? You are in the right place. The journal and now this podcast are really created to allow you to feel confident in how to hear God. And that really starts by just giving Him the opportunity to be let into your everyday life, which is exactly what this podcast is targeted to do. In the April 2020 Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Conference, President Russell M. Nelson gave a talk called Hear Him. It is so good. If you have not listened or read it, I will be sure to also link that for you guys in the show notes if you want to go and read that. But there are some specific parts of his talk that he gave that really apply to what the goal here is for you and I with this podcast. He says, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, our efforts to hear Him need to be ever more intentional. It takes conscious and consistent effort to fill our daily lives with His words, His teachings, His truths. Later in that same conference talk, he says, we can hear Him more clearly as we refine our ability to recognize the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. It has never been more imperative to know how the Spirit speaks to you than right now. In the Godhead, the Holy Ghost is the messenger. He will bring thoughts to your mind which the Father and Son want you to receive. I renew my plea for you to do whatever it takes to increase your spiritual capacity to receive personal revelation. Okay, here are the blessings, my favorite part. Doing so will help you know how to move ahead with your life, what to do during times of crisis, and how to discern and avoid the temptations and the deceptions of the adversary. You guys, these blessings are a gift of peace in our lives, and I'm pretty sure we would all raise our hand to say that we would like more peace. I can testify to you that I have seen each one of these blessings in my life as I have continued on working on letting God in and giving Him the opportunity, keyword, giving Him the opportunity to speak to me. We are going to be wrapping up each of these episodes with a little journal prompt or just a thought that you can ponder throughout your day. And today is a two-part question. First, do I need more peace in my life? And if yes, what am I willing to do to receive it? Okay, you guys, I cannot wait for July 18th to come where I will join you that morning for what will technically be episode 1, leaving you with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.